Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Gordon, who's the executive director with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
Most people know the Fuse Alliance is a group of commercial contractors slash dealers that are a nationwide organization. Every day they get up and install flooring, and I guess now more and more it's more hard surface flooring than it is carpet, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, we're going to talk about this task force that Spector's joined. It was part of a news story last week. But before we get to that, let me just ask you, how's the membership doing? How are your members doing out there in 2018?
You know, our business is very good. We pretty much now, we've seen the numbers through the first half, and we're up, Kemp, about 9%.
Okay.
You know, we're very happy with business. Our backlogs are good. And we think we'll continue the same pace through the end of the year.
Well, that's got to be a share take because I'm not hearing any. That's almost double-digit growth. So how is it you guys are growing faster than the market?
You know, and it's unusual, too, you know, because normally we're not like that. And yeah. The only thing that we can figure is the product mixes now have shifted so much. You know, there's a lot more hard surface.
Yeah.
You know, our ceramic tile business is great. Our resilient business is great. We have a lot of members now that are doing polished concrete.
Yeah.
You know, people in that area of the business say that's on a 20% growth rate per year. So in general, just the construction industry, there's a lot of work out there. And, you know, we're scratching our heads as to why our growth is better than what the manufacturers are reporting. But it must just be the mix of products. And then you look at LVT as an example. There's so many manufacturers and distributors in that business.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's diluting some of the business from the major manufacturers.
A couple of little news items just to add more onto the background to Fuse. I see where in the last month you've added independent floor testing and inspection as a supplier.
Yeah.
They're also a California-based company. And then you've added your 100th member based in Birmingham, right?
Well, and actually, we've gone beyond that, Kemp. We just added our 102nd member.
Okay.
When we added S&R Flooring out of Toronto. So we've kind of blown through the 100 with two more, and then we've got three or four more in the wings.
Mm-hmm. Now, these people that are coming on, they've just been independent in the past, and they've decided they see value in being part of a group?
That's correct, and I think a lot of it is the market is changing so rapidly now, and it seems like everything is speeded up so much that these new members I talk to, they're looking at being a part of an organization that's kind of overseeing the industry altogether because we're all together trying to figure out where is this all headed. So there's just an advantage to be with a group of peers where you can trade ideas and learn what's going on at the highest, you know, levels of the manufacturers and all that. Like I said, it's just an interesting time to be in the business.
It really is. All right, so I saw you walking around some at Neocon there with your group, and you had several of your board members. That show went well for you, didn't it?
It really did. And Neocon, for us, it gives us a chance to, you know, mingle with the big wigs, so to speak, from the manufacturers, see the new product directions. And Floor 7, it's just interesting over the years how it's evolved from an area that's been mostly carpet. Now it's mostly all hard surface.
All right, well, let's move to the news of the day. You've announced last week, most people know that Starnet and Fuse, the two biggest groups of commercial contractors, have now for more than a year had a task force. And I guess you reached out to Spectra, which is another group of commercial contractors. And this is the one that's loosely tied to Shaw, run by Jim Pels. And they've agreed to be part of the task force as well, right?
Yeah, we're really thrilled with that. And, you know, the task force really has been around since January, and we're still getting our feet wet as far as that goes. And in just conversations that, you know, both networks have had with Spectra, you know, we realize we're all in the same boat. We all have the same issues, challenges, opportunities. And it makes sense. You know, they're a quality network. Their volume, they do a significant volume. They've got 30-plus locations. And it just made sense for us and them that, you know, why don't we bring the three together? Because, again, the two big issues in our industry from a flooring contractor standpoint is moisture and all the products now we're seeing that are coming out from adhesive companies and manufacturers and making sure we're ahead of that curve. And then just the challenges we're seeing right now in labor, that why not have the three groups work together to try to you know, work through these challenges.
So what are the mechanics of this task force? Do you guys have a subcommittee and you get together and run ideas by each other? How does this work?
Yeah, the task force is made up currently of 4 members from StarNet and 4 members from Fuse. Mm-hmm. And then as this comes together with Spectra, they'll have 4 members. So there'll be 12 people on a committee that you will delve into both these topics. It's already been kicked off with the Fuse and StarNet people with just the idea on the moisture side, educating our members on how to proceed with some of these high moisture solutions, what to look for. You know, what's happening in our industry on the moisture side is there's a lot of available options out there that work, but they create some risk for us due to the fact that the moisture in the floor may still be there, even though this is a solution to cover it up with a floor covering. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure as a group that we understand the opportunities as well as the liabilities of some of the systems coming out. And we see new product all the time. So that's on the moisture side. And then on the labor side, by putting the 3 organizations together, you know, not only just our resources in terms of personnel, but our financial resources, you know, we need to get more proactive in finding labor, recruiting young people from colleges or high school or whatever it might be, and then retaining them and training them. And that in itself is a huge undertaking.
Now, some of these big contractors that are out there that are either part of your organization or part of StarNet have already figured out a solution. So I've heard of a couple instances where they've developed this pyramid program where they have the old guys that spend time with the young guys. And over the next course of a year or two, if they train those guys well, they get a little bit of their income for having developed time with them. I mean, there's a lot of solutions out there, right?
Yes, and we love programs like that. That's one of them. Yeah. And, of course, that's the beauty of putting the 3 networks together is we'll be able to share those ideas and hopefully cultivate them into something bigger that, you know, more of our members can use.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, as far as the industry having some type of independent resource for training, you know, there's the CFI out there. They've obviously got some resources. Are you working in conjunction with them, or how do you train people who need more training?
Well, if you look at training, Kemp, I mean, there's 2 sides to it. On the non-union side, you have CFI, which is a great organization. And then on the union side, you have Install, which they've also done an amazing job in terms of recruiting and training. So as this task force comes together, I'm sure in some way, shape, or form, we'll be utilizing the resources of both organizations.
Yeah.
But we honestly haven't gotten that far yet.
All right, we've about run out of time. I've got one more question I want to ask you. It seems like if you look at Floor Daily today, the big item on the news front is this tariffs coming out of China. How do you weigh in on that?
Well, you know, our challenge as contractors, and I'm going to give you kind of a broader answer, is we're already challenged with freight. So you can imagine we bid a job, we get locked into the bid, and now our freight prices are going up, 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 and that's just going to erode our margins. Well, on the tariff side, you know, we're talking some significant increases in material if it all goes through. And we've literally had general contractors write into our contracts that they will not accept the price increase due to tariffs.
Oh, really?
So, you know, that's a challenge that we're going to have to overcome at some point. But, you know, at this point, we're speculating as to what is going to go through, what isn't going to go through. But we're looking really hard at that because, obviously, that could have tremendous impact on the profitability of our members.
Yeah, I know it. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch, and I appreciate you spending time with us. And it's neat that the 3 commercial contractor groups are working together on these 2 issues. Again, been talking to Jeff Gordon, Executive Director with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.